Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a pair of tickets to see the man, the music, the show. Hugh Jackman. July 17th at the SAP Center in San Jose. If you're a Hugh Jackman fan. Maybe he even does some acting. Shows off his mad acting skills.
He is good.
Mm-hmm. Who am I? I did not love the performance that he did in Les Mis.
Shut the heck
I have a question
up.
For you.
What? He can sing.
I don't know.
So I always hear, you're a singer. You love it. Mm. I know you, so I guess I can ask you this. What is your octave range?
I'm like a low E to about a, one below middle C.
So is it five? Is
it four?
Is it three?
No, it's like two.
Two?
Yeah, barely.
Well, you're not including your falsetto then,
right? Yeah, I kind of am. I do not have a huge range at all.
No, you're hitting higher than below middle C, that's for sure.
That seems to be a
below,
thing.
I'm hitting the E below middle C. I can hit that on sometimes.
Among singers is that they have, it's almost like golfers who have their handicap.
Right.
They are able to say, I have a, because I heard that in the R. Kelly thing. Mm-hmm. One of the singers is like, she's got like a 5-octave range.
Well,
and I thought, oh, I wonder
octaves,
if that's good.
It's great.
Is it?
Yeah, like Mariah Carey has a 5-octave because she can do that, the whistle and that, but I can't get close to that whistle.
What's
thing.
The most octaves?
I assume there are unlimited octaves on a...
No, but I mean among an actual human walking the earth, how many octaves do you think a... Well, like, Hugh Jackman's probably a 13 octave.
No.
No, that's a lot of notes. Yeah, I don't know what a normal range is. I mean, I feel like I have sort of an average voice.
I looked it up and it says that Axl Rose has a... He has a wider range than Mariah Carey does.
No, he
does. Yes, he does.
It says 5 octaves and 2.5 notes, as opposed to Mariah Carey's 5 octaves and 1 note.
Burn.
Oh. Is it because he can go so much lower than her?
Probably.
But he can't. But those whistle notes that she does are like 3 octaves up.
Yeah, well, guess what? They're long gone. She
That's
left
true.
Them in her
That's
20s.
True. I might have a better range than her. What is that one thing? That's funny. I don't really... I've heard people say that before, and I think to myself, Jesus, do you really?
Well, I was curious if that's a singer's
thing.
Oh,
like thing. Something that they hang... You know what? Probably if I had a really huge octave range, it would be my thing.
It would be...
But I do not have that.
What's your range?
I have a very limited range.
Like golfers are all ask you, what's your handicap?
Right.
Oh, mine is...
Well, what's yours?
What?
Handicap.
Octave? No, I don't know either of those things about either of those things.
Yeah, with an open, I think there's
I'm a
differences
hacker
too. There's,
in both.
There's open voice, and then there's falsetto, and then there's that whistle thing that Mariah.
What is talk sing? What is talking singing? What is that one range? Is that one octave? Yeah, I mean, I basically talk sing.
Oh.
Like no, rapping or spoken word or something, right?
Well, like, here's how you figure it out.
Boobs are
go
cool.
Like this.
Like, there's
go
my...
like this.
Oh, no, that's not how you figure it out.
This is how you figure it out. Get down to the lowest note you can do and then go up to the highest note you can do. Do it.
I can't
do it. Right.
It.
Yes,
no,
you can.
Let's
just
move
do
on.
It. No. Go lower than that. Can you go lower? Can you go lower?
I don't think so. Can you?
No.
All right, let's see. Here's
find out what note that is.
Here's an F sharp.
Oh, I don't even have an E.
I didn't mean to do this, everyone. I'm so
can you
sorry.
Can you do that one? Okay, he can't. Go find one he can do.
Oh, well, I'll try this one. Start at A. No, lower.
Oh my God. You're right.
I told you. Oh, I got it. Did I get it?
Yes.
That was it. No, I can't get it again.
You just did a third up.
Let's just move on to the next thing.
Okay.
Okay, never mind.
What's your range?
Wait, yeah, I don't know my
figure
octave
out yours
range.
Right now.
Let's not figure it out right now.
Why not?
You know what? I'll figure it out on break, and I'll let you know what it is.
All right, let's do this on the break. I would like to know what mine is, too.
Oh, all right.
Does it count if you have to do the falsetto?
I would say falsetto counts. They're counting Mariah Carey's whistle. That's not even a singing thing. It's like
what octave am I in when I did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
That was
like one octave above the one that starts with middle C. Rockin' Around. I don't know what note that
don't,
is.
Don't. Let's not. Let's I didn't mean to do this.
We're doing it.
I'd rather. I need to hear some stories about some stuff.
I want to hear this. Play the rocking around first.
Dang it.
Hold on. Oh, so high.
That's super high.
Rock! I'll bet you that's a. Is that a C? High C? Rock!
Oh, God.
There it is. I found it. All right. You're at a D, a high D, too. Right?
Yeah.
That's D E. So you're going all the way up to that high E right there.
I got a lot of octaves, kid.
Yeah.
All right.
You do. Well, that's two octaves right there because he was hitting that D before.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So you've got at least two octaves.
I'm a two octave singer, everyone.
And I'll bet you have more, like two octaves and maybe five notes. Let's see how high you can go.
No, let's not. I told you in my guitar classes, my teacher was trying to tell me this is one of the ways we learn about music. You're going to do this with your voice. And I was like, no, I'm not.
You have to.
No, you have to.
Yeah.
Let me play a note. I need you to hit that. And I'm like trying to hit it. And I'm all, I can't. I'm too embarrassed.
It helps if you have somebody singing with you so you can kind of follow them, you know?
Hit a high note for him.
I don't know. Right, we're not doing it.
You're already here. So let's just try to go a little higher than that.
Guys, this is... We're killing...
Do it.
No.
Start from rocking around first.
Rocking around.
Start from that.
I can't do it.
The Christmas tree.
Please, God.
How do we get here?
I did it. I didn't even mean to do
it. Because of Hugh Jackman's amazing singing. Right.
Did anyone win?
Be caller nine. I'm sure they've already won, and we've moved on in the world. Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip make the news today.
That's what you follow up that disaster with.
It's true. That's what I'm following it up with. So Queen Elizabeth, I'm sure when she's out at her country estate, she could drive if she wanted to and like be alone in a car. But I can't even imagine her. Like, I feel like she's a person who would have a driver.
Right.
I would put money down that she's never driven.
Oh, no.
And that
she drives.
She does.
Yeah. In fact, the movie The Queen, where Helen Mirren played her, they were showing like her out. You know, I think I want to say she crashed her car somewhere. And
oh, weird.
Like at her country estate.
Here in the United States, there are New Yorkers that never get their license.
Right.
They
just taxi.
And you figure a queen.
No.
When did she ever drive anywhere?
I drive to the corner store in the village that I oversee. They pay me taxes. Anyway, Queen Elizabeth. Anyway, if she was leaving Buckingham Palace,
there's several pictures out there of her driving. Mm.
She would not be able to drive in London. I'm sure that would be, or she'd at least be surrounded by 10 other cars and horses and guards and whatever. But Prince Philip, I guess he can drive whenever he wants to. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the same level of protection. He's 97. And yesterday he was out driving a Land Rover. And I think this was out at their country royal palace. Uh-huh. He got into a huge accident. That's like a Hugh Jackman, but it's a huge accident.
That's funny.
Thank you. He hit another car and flipped over. The other car was carrying two women and a baby.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, everyone is fine. One of the women had a broken arm, but that was the worst of it.
Was it high speed?
Yeah, he was. I think I read earlier that he was going. This does not have as many details as the report that I heard this morning, and then I had read a piece where he was going like 60 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Initially, he was trapped in the vehicle, and rescuers say he kept shouting, "More legs! Where should I put my legs? Where should I put my legs? My legs!
So they came off?
My legs!" I think he was upside down or sideways, at least. Jeez. Here's a couple shots of the wreckage.
Where should I put my legs?
Where should I put my legs? So they got him out. It's unclear who was at fault, although it was Prince Philip. He had said he couldn't see because he was dazzled by the sun. I was dazzled by the sun. My legs went all herky-jerky. He was pulled from the wreckage conscious, but very shocked and shaken. No surprise. They are saying, not in this particular story, but on a report I heard this morning, that it's doubtful he'll be allowed to drive anymore.
Oh.
And he is 97 years old and rich. So they'll be able to find him a driver. Mm-hmm. But it's hard. You know, you take away an old person's license and...
Oh, you hear families talk about it. I've heard many families talk about
it. We don't want to take away mom's independence.
Oh, no, that they've had to.
Oh, yes.
That's
absolutely.
The story. They find themselves going, we finally had to say, you can't have a car anymore.
Because the old people, they want to keep driving long after it's safe. And then the family goes, mm-hmm. okay, well, nothing's happened yet. So maybe we let that continue. But then I remember my grandma backed through the front wall of her house.
Oh.
And that was when... They took her license away.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they might not have even taken it away at that point. They should have, but I'm not sure that that happened. It was a long time ago. I was a kid. I'm going to skip this one. I really have very little time for anything today because I have music. We're going to do the music, new music at 7 o'clock. There's a lot of it, not a lot of great music, so I'll just do a few. We'll do a few songs here and there. It's a couple cute things. But then at 8 o'clock, we have Eddie Efton. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick and choose. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to read you headlines. You stop me when you hear something okay. You want to hear. The latest internet challenge, defend your favorite villain. Louis C.K. joked about school shooting victims in a sexual misconduct scandal at his stand-up gig.
I'll hear that.
Okay, great. I don't know.
This is
in San Jose.
What I've noticed is that, because I've seen a few stories about him back at doing stand-up, and one of the things you reported earlier in the week was it sold out.
Yeah.
And I'm now seeing that people went to this show so they could write about him. Mm. There's tons of stories about his material and what they think of it. And depending on your stance, they clearly are going after him or defending him. Like it's...
Right. Taking a stand on it, on their thoughts on
right.
it. So he was in San Jose, started the show with, I like to pleasure myself. And I don't like being alone. That's how he started. No apology, no hint of self-deprecation. He just put it out there to get a laugh. And according to the Daily Beast, he got one. I guess he's been doing a routine about the Parkland school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do that, but he did use it to get another laugh. He said, if you ever need to make people forget that you pleasured yourself in front of other people, what you do is you make a joke about kids that got shot. He also told the audience, the whole point of comedy is to say things you shouldn't say. That's the entire point. Which I would argue the point of comedy is to make people laugh. And that there is nothing in the contract that says you have to try to walk people or be offensive. But, you know, Louis C.K. is doing Louis C.K.
Everyone's got their own thing, though. I mean, our friend Scott Capurro wants to walk people.
Mm-hmm. It does seem like
it
that.
It doesn't just seem. He does it. He's done it for... The entire time we've known him, he continues to say...
To be proud that he... Well,
I got rid
six.
Of people right. tonight. And you go, So your fans left.
One last note. There were about 30 protesters, and one of them got punched. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday. There were two protests, the 30-person one and the two-person one across the street. And the two-person one is where someone felt that they could punch
I do them. Think a lot of comedians have different... And we can ask Eddie, but some are, they want to make you think.
Yeah.
And some want to make you feel bad that they made you laugh at something.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've said something that's naughty,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's naughty, and you laughed, and now you feel embarrassed and look around
to see who else
hoping
is laughing.
Someone else laughed so that you don't feel like the only person.
Thank you, Anderson. Ready for some more headlines?
Sure.
I got two Mike Tyson stories about how he got his tigers and about Steve-O.
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
Great. Mike Tyson has pet tigers.
Mm-hmm. Still has or had?
Apparently he has them.
I thought that was like a thing he had done in his youth, but the money has dried up since care for tigers.
You know, they're not saying whether he still has them or not, but here's how he got them. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he said he was in prison. He was on the phone with his car dealer, who was talking about how he might sell some cars to get a horse. And Mike said, I didn't know you could just buy a horse. And that's when the car... I didn't know you could just buy a horse. I didn't know that's how you got them. And that's when the car dealer said, dude, you can buy anything. Cougars, lions, tigers. And then the guy said how awesome it would be to have a tiger. And Mike was like, I'm a young guy. I'm saying to myself, wow, that would be cool. Give me some cubs, man. And the guy did. Wow. He got him two tiger cubs. And when Mike got home from prison, the cubs were there waiting for him.
I think the tigers have since been taken away.
It does seem like
yikes.
No one should really have a tiger.
Yes.
You know. Even Siegfried and Roy shouldn't have tigers.
Wow.
Steve-O. Just
gnarly.
Steve-O from Jackass just shared a bunch of insane stories about Mike Tyson. I guess he was on a podcast too. And he talked about, he talked about everything. All kinds of stuff about his life, etc.
Steve-O did. Bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Sorry.
Amen.
But... he told about crashing a house party in Hollywood. Mike Tyson opened the door. The two of them locked themselves in a bathroom for hours and snorted and smoked the massive amount of cocaine that Steve-O had brought with him. He says, this is a quote from Steve. That night we were at a nightclub first and everyone was going to this after party. I kind of found out where it was and invited myself along. And, you know, I like showed up, banged on the door, and Mike Tyson opened. I was like, hi. Like, is it cool if I come in? And he's like, you got any coke? And I was like, yeah, I have a lot. I remember having like half an eight ball in one pocket and like an untouched eight ball in the other pocket, which was more than I would usually have. And so, yeah, we locked ourselves in the bathroom, just me and Mike Tyson. The year was, I believe, 05. And we went through all of it. We were like in the bathroom for hours, like hours and hours before we parted ways. He said, you know, Steve, everybody's got you wrong. You're really a smart guy. And I just thought like, wow, Mike Tyson just told me I'm smart.
I don't doubt they were in there for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of coke. And for two people.
Right.
But nothing makes you fast friends like coke.
No, it's true. Blah, 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 blah. He also listed all the drugs he's done throughout his life, talked about snorting HIV-positive blood, talked about his sex addiction, a rundown of notable stunts he's been involved in throughout the years, and the closest he's come to dying. If you are in there, and way more. This is on the podcast called In Depth with Graham Benzinger. So if you are interested in hearing all of Steve-O's exploits.
I like Steve-O. I follow him on Instagram. Many of the stunts he talks about end up on his Instagram as like throwbacks or whatever. And now people are, he reposts things that people do inspired by him.
Right.
And the stunts are, they're brutal.
Stupid.
And you can't take your eyes off
him. Tyson just said I was smart.
A lot.
Okay.
Steve-O is also making the news because he's 10 years sober.
Oh, good for him.
I'm proud of him.
That's good.
And he still does all the crazy stuff. Yeah. You'd think that was
only... You'd need drugs to do that.
Right. Mm.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, we've got a Women's March coming up this weekend. I'll let you know where to be if you want to get in on that. And more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Uzette is out and about tomorrow. You should have mentioned that's what you're going to do this weekend.
Well, you didn't ask me.
I'm sorry.
God.
I just, you know, I figured Hooman probably had some Queen's Gala to go
right.
to or something, you know.
He's got something going on.
I knew I'd be mentioning your Sally Beauty appearance a few times. So tomorrow from 11 to 1, you are going to be at Sally Beauty in Redwood City, 2535 El Camino Real. It's got a whole new look over there.
Yeah.
Go and check it out.
I'm stoked because it's so close to my house.
There it is, Redwood City. You can't walk, though, huh?
No.
Can you bike?
No. Well, you could, but I wouldn't.
They have the best selection of all things hair, nails, beauty, and salon equipment. First 50 customers are going to get a Sally Beauty goodie bag. You can start the new year off with Uzette at Sally Beauty. I missed what you guys are all cackling about.
she said you could ride your bike, but I wouldn't. And I laugh because not only is that funny, but you just got done saying the heat was up in here. I don't know who put it up. I didn't. But you're like, I didn't become a DJ to sweat.
No, he goes, it was settled like 74 degrees. I'm like, oh, my God, is it really hot in here? So I walk over there because, of course, Vinny won't turn it down. He wants me to take my jacket off.
Mm-hmm.
Durr.
So I look, I'm like, oh, my God, it's 74 degrees. And he's like, so what? I'm like, so I'm sweating. Become a DJ so I can be all sweaty.
That's right.
I became a DJ so I could sit here. My ever-widening ass. Anyway, tomorrow from 11 to 1, join Yuzette in Redwood City at Sally Beauty.
Report.
What's up, everyone? Happy this house report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the January sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Probably a good stop. If you're squirreling around in this crazy weather in the car you're driving, you may want to just drive that thing over to Carlson Subaru.
Get yourself a Subaru.
And switch it out.
Yep. Oh.
Here's what's happening. First thing this reporter must do is follow up on the detailed octave range for Bryn and Sarah, as they did, in fact.
And Hooman.
Oh,
and we
did
got Hooman
as well?
Too, huh?
Oh,
and God. And what exactly are the finished ranges after testing?
Mine is
testing?
Like 2.5 octaves.
No,
very unimpressive.
After you did yours and I did mine, you were still singing along with me, and you went higher than what you did originally. So you
yeah, but I was going notes I can land.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it should be like any note that you can.
This reporter
out.
Just wanted to report the octaves.
Okay,
you're 3.
No, right. I'm like 2.5.
2.5.
Hooman was here 1 oh, D to an F sharp. That's really good.
Oh, how
so how many?
Is that?
How many is that?
One,
3 and 3. Three
two, and 3 and
2 notes.
Yeah, 1, 2. So 2 holes.
So 3 full and a couple.
Yeah, 3 and some.
Yours
change.
Was bigger.
Yeah, mine was 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
It was, but again, Hooman, I went for notes that you could land. You know, Bryn was just squeaking anything out.
Bro, it wasn't squeak. Anything. I was on pitch. Was I not?
You were, but you wouldn't put that into a
so
recording.
Bryn wins.
Yeah, Bryn wins.
It's yay! My name, don't worry.
Congratulations, Bryn. You have the biggest
don't clap.
Octave
Bryn
range.
Win.
Bryn wins.
No one clap.
Sorry, Hooman, you lose, but you beat me. So yeah. I can feel good about that. I mean, you are a trained opera singer, after all.
Weekend weather, mixed weather is what we're looking at, where there'll even be some rain happening today and possibly, well, it's not. It's all, you know, the Bay Area.
Yes,
it's these
large.
Little spots. So in the North Bay, we may see some rain fall. We also might see some sunshine. But for the most part, we've got mixed weather through the weekend into Sunday where it will rain.
Yeah.
Sunday's going to rain. And in Tahoe, we've got snow there today, clear tomorrow, or clear, you know, not snowing tomorrow, and then snow on Sunday. Into Monday, the best day if you're looking at planning, taking a day off and just trying to. Tuesday right now is looking real good. Tuesday.
Johnny Mosley's, I was talking to him on Instagram and he was like, I bet you really regret selling that house now, don't you? I'm like, oh.
Do you?
You got to rub it in.
Do you?
This is actually the first year I've regretted it because we went up and had such a good time skiing. I was like. We drove by our old house.
Aww.
Like,
oh.
Looks so cute.
Yeah, if you could go up Monday night and then wake up in the morning and just spend the whole day.
Yep.
It could be epic. So, and multiple feet of snow have already piled up. In fact, do I have it here? I was looking at it. Yeah, North Star's reporting in the last couple days, 4 feet of fresh snow.
Oh, boy.
Kirkwood, 3 feet.
Mm, delicious.
Boreal, 4 feet. Squaw, 2.5. That's incredible. So the snow totals are looking good. And the people who like to watch this stuff for, you know, us to have water, they're also pleased and feeling strong about the snowfall.
Well, let's keep it going. As much as I like a sunny day, we need all the rainy days we can get.
I've heard a few different things about the women's marches that are planned around the country for this upcoming Saturday. And some of them are there's lots of infighting and they're not happening because they're not inclusive enough. Others are saying it's going to be as incredible as ever. This Saturday, thousands of women are expected to unite around the Bay Area in cities all over the world for the third annual Women's March. This year's theme is hashtag truth to power and hashtag women's wave. So you know. And in San Francisco, rallies begin at 11:30 at the Civic Center Plaza. March happens at 1:30. There's also marches in Oakland with the rally beginning at 10 at Lake Merritt. And in San Jose, the march begins at 11 at San Jose City Hall. So
get your pink kitty hats out.
Certainly something to do. Oh.
Underpants. She performed at the Chris Cornell tribute this week.
Oh, you know, that was last night, right?
Fiona Apple. I think it was Wednesday night.
I think it was Wednesday night.
Oh.
I have to say, I think everyone was hungover because I didn't get any stories about the performances until today. There's like 20 stories today about the performances.
Actually, I saw towards the end of our show yesterday, yeah. I started to see stories.
I've got like Miley Cyrus singing Say Hello to Heaven. I guess Adam Levine did a really great version of some solo tune that he'd come out with.
Say Hello to Heaven is one of my favorite songs. So good.
It's a beautiful song. See if you can find that. It's Miley Cyrus doing it.
Metallica did a cover of one of the Audioslave songs.
Yeah. It's an amazing lineup of people who did this tribute concert.
What's even weirder, though, is Eddie Vedder wasn't there.
Oh.
Who's a guy that I associate.
I'm very surprised.
I don't know. They just came up at the same time in my heart.
It's obviously live, Miley Cyrus.
Not fair to compare anybody to him, right?
No, but I want to hear
so
the
dynamic.
Syrian part. Can you get to the end?
Let's see how far along that is. That's pretty.
It's a long song. It's a 5-minute song. She's going for it.
When
I saw Temple of the Dog live at Bill Graham, this was just 2 years ago. He filled that whole room with his voice during these songs, where he was just wailing, and it's like every space was filled with his voice. I don't know any other way to explain it. It was incredible. You could feel it all over you.
From your fingers to your toes.
It was unbelievable. Such a loss.
Huge loss.
What I'm seeing about that moon.
The super moon blood wolf.
Super blood moon is on the way for Sunday, although it looks like we're going to have clouds.
Yeah.
So
sucks.
You're probably going to miss it. Also coming up on Sunday, boy, we got a lot of quick notes to hit here first. NFL Sunday is Rams versus the Saints around noon and Pats versus the Chiefs around 3:30.
I'll be there for that.
Yeah. You guys are going to do chili and
we're
going to
do the whole thing. Debbie makes this queso dip. That's just ridiculous.
Queso?
Yeah.
What does she know about queso?
I don't know.
Being from St. Louis and
all. In the Midwest, they love their queso.
Do they?
Is it just melted cheese?
It's good, though. It has beans in it. And it's like a whole thing.
Queso?
Yeah. She goes, oh, you want me to make my queso dip? I'm like, yep.
Could you have said no?
Sure.
Do you think
she
would have been injured by it if you'd said, not really. It makes me gassy or whatever.
I probably could have said no, but that would have been, she wouldn't have liked that.
She would have been bummed.
She has a little special crock pot just for it.
Oh.
For the queso?
Yeah, the little one of those small ones, you know, and she makes the queso dip in that.
Oh, so she's like,
oh, yeah,
but everybody loves my queso. Why don't you?
Everyone loves my queso dip.
Sarah?
No, I do like it. It's really good. It's heavy.
I got you. Here are some things we wish we'd learned in school.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be good. Is geography on there?
How to do laundry?
No, I actually think that some of the stuff they're touching on is smart, actually. Like how to do your taxes.
I have long thought that there should be a class about like sort of math you will actually use in the real world. How to balance, although we don't even really have to balance our checkbooks anymore the way.
Well, I took calculator math.
Oh.
As a, oh my God, I have to pass
some math class,
this class
to graduate.
Or I'm not walking with the rest of my friends.
Right.
So that's what I went with.
So learning to do your taxes, I think that's great. And actually, teaching kids about what the stock market is about and, you know, what your retirement is going to be all about and to sort of plan for. Like, it would have been incredible to have that in your head at that young of an age.
And you know they're not going to do it in college, so don't pass it on, high schools. Right. This should be something that you guys do.
Should just be common sense crap you're going to need to get through as a human being in life. That should be the name of the class.
Because college is more of a, we're going to pile info on you. You're going to cram it into your head, at least temporarily, and finish this test. And then we're going to move on and you'll never think of it again. But if you want your diploma, you're going to memorize all this crap for the big final.
Yep.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
How to manage your emotional well-being and mental health.
Oh, interesting.
You know, coping skills are not taught.
No.
And so either you get them from your parents who seem to have five drinks every night, so are they really
trying? This is how I cope. This is good for my mental well-being. You guys are driving me crazy.
Chain smoking dad isn't really passing on the proper coping skills.
Mommy needs her drinks.
Right. So I totally believe in that. Whether it's teaching some kind of meditation.
Sure.
Or just simply making you aware that not everyone can handle the things that come up in life.
And things that you might struggle with. Like, you know, you might wind up being depressed. And here's what you should do.
These are things that we wish we'd learned in school.
All right. I like this.
Money management and budgeting, how to do your taxes, how to manage your emotional well-being and mental health, understanding credit cards and student loans.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go. That's a great one.
How to negotiate.
Well, you know who could teach that class?
Who?
Angelina from Survivor.
Here's everything. We got a deal?
That's my low ball starting offer. Everything we have at camp. Oh, my God, that girl.
Time management. Time management. That's the problem with that is when you're young, time is totally different than when you're older.
It's true. Everything just seems to take so much longer. You seem to have so much more time.
It's endless.
Right. Summers seem to go on forever.
Yeah. And then you're older and you're like, where did all the time go?
Right.
Hold on a minute. Christmas passed? The NFL season's over already?
I know. Well, each moment is a smaller and smaller and smaller fraction of the life you've lived.
I know.
When you're a kid, you know, and you're 5 years old, one more year is 20% of your life.
I remember because we traveled so much as a kid, the trip to LAX from Orange County, which is a 45-minute drive.
Right.
That's nothing.
Zero.
And I would be in the back of the car squirming like, oh my God.
And they were like, we have to get on a plane with this monkey.
There was this, there's this golf course that had a golf guy statue. I don't know if it's still there, but I remember that was one of my markers.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, we're almost there. There's the golf statue guy. God, you know.
Forever.
It took forever to get to that guy.
Right.
Forever.
So it sounds like you guys didn't talk in the car.
Well, it's you often.
Oh, I don't think Vinny ever shut up. I'm sure there was plenty of talking in the car.
Often because we flew standby, we were flying at the dark o'clock hours.
Oh, boy.
So no, there wasn't, you know, always talking.
And how about the radio? Was the radio on?
Sure. But you know, my dad listened to Mac Davis and kind of crap where you'd be like,
baby, don't get hooked on me. Yeah.
Turn it up.
That's
turn
right.
It up, turn it up.
All right, kids, we're heading to LAX. I'm sure this is going to be a very smooth trip, and I'm not going to have to pull over
the 70s, everyone. Mac Davis.
Right. And station wagons.
Burlap wallpaper.
And avocado ovens. And that rust red. Oh, my God. Harvest.
What's this song called?
Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Yep, she's right.
Is this the chorus right here?
Yeah, here we go.
You got it.
Baby, don't get hooked on me.
You know this.
How do I know this song?
Because it's so the weird. 70s. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
I'll just use you,
and then I'll set you free. That's
Vinny,
nice.
Back in the car?
Yeah, I can
baby,
feel this.
Baby,
I know this song.
Get hooked on me.
Do you love this, Sarah?
Sure.
You love it?
Reminds you of your childhood?
It does. It reminds me of being in the station
sweet
wagon.
Memory.
I've never heard
my
that
mom
song.
Singing. My mom used to. She used to love like Olivia Newton-John. She'd crank that stuff up in the car.
I've come around to James Taylor as I can listen to it. It's good, but that's another guy that you're in the car going, man. He drives slow and he listens to slow music.
Just yesterday,
I'm never
going
to make it. I'm not going to get.
Oh, you were gone.
I'm bailing out.
Suzanne, the plans were made. Putting them to you,
James Taylor.
You don't know James Taylor?
I do.
Fire and Rain.
Yeah, all right, play some James.
I love James Taylor.
Here you go. I got some for
so
you.
So pretty.
Yeah. When I could not find a friend. 70s. But I always thought that I would see you again.
God. It's
yeah.
So slow.
Pretty.
This is a good line. Mm-hmm. Me, Jesus.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah, gotta help me make a stand.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get on this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, we still on that. A couple of texts on that story that Vinny just did. At Lompoc High in 1990, we all had to take a class called Living on Your Own as seniors.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. More high schools got to bring that
they
class
should do that. Oh my
into
God.
The curriculum.
There's absolutely. Another one. We teach personal finance at Terra Linda High in San Rafael. Covers almost all the topics you mentioned.
That's great. It should be absolutely standard. I think we turn kids out into the world and they're on the phone with mommy kind of like, what do I just got all this mail? I don't know what to do with it. Well, open it up and see if it's a bill. So you got to pay that.
Yeah.
You got a job, right? You're going to have taxes to do.
Anyway, these were the top things that people wish they'd learned in high school. Money management, taxes, negotiation skills, how to manage your emotional well-being, all on the list of things we'd wish we'd been helped with before we were
subjected to them,
pushed out into it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. The queen was a mechanic in World War II. She famously drove the king of Saudi Arabia, who thought women couldn't drive.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. Wow.
You guys need a safe word when one of you is desperately wants out of a situation, like Vinny in the octaves bit. Ha, 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 ha.
Didn't we have it?
It's queef, right?
Yeah, it's queef.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
We have a safe word.
So I could have said that.
Yeah, anytime. And I think we all need to respect the safe word.
Yeah, we need to respect queefing.
Even if it's about octave range? Like,
he didn't want to talk about it anymore. When he wants something to end, or I do, or you do, or any of us, we got to yell queef.
775 says... Boy, out of context, that's going to sound great. The 5-octave range is like the dream for most singers. Most professionally trained singers are around 3 octaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You are professionally trained. You're amazing. I'm barely two.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We're going to get to the new music, Vinny, because we have Eddie Yift coming in at 8 o'clock, so we'll do the music early today.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.